You know what helps is when I plug in everything for the theme song. I've noticed that makes quite a little bit of a difference here. Sometimes.
Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony?
Tun,
you're a helpful snowman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. I'm Pete, your host. The host with the ghosts. So here's a thing I decided. I was listening to a podcast and the people on it were talking about basically how, like, nobody should work a 9-to-5 office job, how horrible that is and blah, 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 which is always a funny thing to hear on a podcast because, I don't know, what do you think, like, what amount of people listening to a podcast are probably, like, doing exactly that while they're listening, right? Like, who, or they're like, oh, fuck. This person's telling me to do exactly what I'm not doing, or to not do exactly what I'm doing. Whatever I'm doing, they're telling me to do a different. So, because of that, I decided, hey, maybe what we should do is try and make that happen for Helpful Snowman. So in order to do that, this 100 episodes, which is an ambitious number that I probably won't stick with, this set of episodes, we're going to try and make this a popular internet radio program. That is our goal. Now, how do you go about this goal? How do you make that happen? Well, I don't know, fucker, okay? But we're going to try. We're going to try some techniques that might boost our listenership, maybe boost our monies, and see what happens. Mostly, it gives us something to do this year. Gives us a tangible goal, which is not work anymore. So to that extent, my website, I've taken some Google Analytics training, which so far hasn't helped me and is very boring. However, what I did do was add to our analytics on the site briefly, which I think I'm going to take away because I feel like it's probably evil. But I added some analytics bonus categories to see what's bringing people to the site and also what we're missing. So I guess maybe you're about to hear about yourself. And so, I don't know. So let's just see. We're going to go look in here. And affinity category, reach. So this tells me a little bit about what people are interested in, who see my stuff. One of them is food and dining / fast food cravers. So I guess that means, well, maybe all the time I talk about Wendy's is something. So we'll have to do something with fast food if I'm going to play to your interests. Next, we've got media and entertainment / movie lovers. So we'll have to do a movie thing, huh? Movie lovers. I mean, is there... I'm probably not, so this is a dumb question, but don't most people love movies on some level? Aren't most people at least vaguely interested in the concept of film, motion pictures? I mean, are there a lot of people out there who are like, fuck movies, unless they're just trying to be whatever? Or they're trying to say, oh, TV is the new film. We don't need film anymore. We have television. Oh, fuck off. Yeah, I know. Breaking Bad was fun. I like, too, though, that it sort of seems like now that there's been some good TV, it's like TV is great. It used to be shit, and now it's great. And it's like, you know, there's still a lot of shit TV going on, right? I think we all know that. here's one that says value shoppers. So is that like extreme couponing? Something like that? I'm the worst coupon user of all time. There's nothing that pleases a peep more than turning down a punch card. I hate punch cards. I feel like a punch card is an attack against me, like a moral attack. I don't know why. I just sort of feel that, like, when someone offers me a punch card, I feel like I'm just thinking, what are you doing? What's your game here, buddy? What's your angle? Why are you trying to convince me that I need this punch card? Media and entertainment / gamers. Well, gamers, that should be something we could do. That should be no problem. Like a video game, I assume. I'm not going to learn Magic the Gathering, I don't think. We tried. Go back to episode 172, if you're curious about that. I have no idea if that's the episode where it happened, but just go back there and then come forward, and if you run into it, that's awesome. Do you think if I Google that, or if I search it on my own website, that I could find, like, oh, this is the one where we played Magic the Gathering? Tried to teach me Magic the Gathering. Is that what I should put in here? Teach. Does this even have a search box? It might not. I might not have a search box on here because, like, who fucking cares? Oh, there it is at the bottom. Magic the Gathering. Let's see what happens. Review. Hot Dudes Reading. Oh, here it is. 160 something. 164. Magic a Gathering. Picture of an ATOG. This was December 24th, 2013. This has been going on far too long. So there you go. There you go, gamers. We've covered that one. Cross that off the list. Home and garden / do-it-yourselfers. Okay, home and garden. I can be an obnoxious man-child and then have an attractive wife. Like that couple who remakes the stuff on Food Network. What's that called? HGTV. Food Network. What a fucking idiot. This is why they're popular and I'm not. Because they're like, we don't do these things. Lifestyles and hobbies / pet lovers. So it's like the first part of that category is not helpful. Lifestyles and hobbies. This must be drills down or something like that. So lifestyles and hobbies, because doesn't everyone have a lifestyle? I mean, I wouldn't say that I have much of a life or a style to which that life conforms, but everyone's got a lifestyle, even if your style is kind of no style. Let's see, next we've got music lovers. Again, that's a little like movie lovers, isn't it? Like, you like music, and who's like, fuck music. Forever. Auto enthusiasts. That seems really unlikely. I'm just going to apologize to those of you who fit into that category because, yikes. You must not be getting very much out of this, and I apologize. It must be a tough listen for you to get into this show. Technophiles. So people who fuck computers, and just put computer fuckers. And finally, outdoor enthusiasts. I also find that very surprising. I just returned from a camping trip. I enthused the outdoors. So here's what's funny about camping is, here's what's not funny about camping. Camping is like kind of fun and kind of sucks. And it sucks because there's no conveniences. It's sort of like, I wish I could camp, but at my house. Because it's nice to sleep in a bed that's comfortable. And it's nice to not have to like put on shoes to go pee. This is like one of the greater innovations of modern society is not having to put on your shoes to expel urine from your body. I mean, that's kind of the basis for what I say is good shit. Good shit, good society. And so when you go camping, you don't have that. But the plus of camping, I think, was, you know, where we were completely out of touch as far as I had no phone service. And that's nice. That's real nice. There was even a moment around the campfire where everyone was giving me shit because someone was like, yeah, we text you and I don't hear back for like 3 days. And someone else was like, oh, good. Well, I'm glad it's not just me. And I was like, oh, no, it's everybody. I just don't understand this whole, like, I text you and therefore you owe me a text back within a certain time period. And, you know, people would probably say a reasonable time period. Well, what's a reasonable time period? Who gets to decide what that means? Not me, obviously. And half the time, it's like my mom texted me because she was on vacation and she's like, hey, I'm leaving tomorrow for vacation. Will you go water my plants? And I was like, sure. And then she texted me again today and said, also, will you check the mail? And I was like, sure. Except I didn't text her sure. I just said it out loud right now. Maybe that's what I should do, tell her. Well, I said sure on the podcast. Don't you listen to that? So anyway, I like that part. I like the inconvenience of some things. I like the inconvenience it causes other people in regards to me, and don't like the inconvenience it causes me in regards to me. It's inconvenient for me! So anyway, outdoor enthusiasts and technophiles. I don't know how those cross over. Now, I also have an in-market segment. Dating services is of high interest. Dating services. So I'm going to assume that's your OK Go's or what? OK Cupid's. OK Go is not a dating service. That music's not romantic or sexy. It's got its place, but it's not in sex and romance, right? Fair to say. The next one says employment. What the fuck does that even mean? People are interested in employment. Well, most people are interested in it. I guess that's where we're headed, right? Is employment / non-employment / non-traditional employment. So this is good news. Travel and air travel. Again, who is like, fuck that shit. Screw that noise. And then finally, investment services. Okay. Well, I can't wait to talk about that some more. I also have some more info. I don't know if this is any good, though. Oh, this is the same shit. This just shows me in a graph instead of a whatever. My users have gone down since July 10th. Bad news, everyone. Let's see. I think there might be some other interesting categories here. I am interested. Let's look at the overall demographics, okay? See who we're reaching and who we're missing. So most of my users are 25 to 34, but I'm lower in the 18 to 24 category. So the kids don't like me. And then 35 to 44, I'm also pretty low. So like I'm hitting the 25 to 34 just fine. But anything outside that age range, not doing as hot. Gender, male-female split, does anyone care to guess? According to my calculations, I'm about 80% male, 20% female. So this kind of brings up the important question. Are we going to try and just lean into our existing users / listeners? Or is it time? Do we need to find some more? Our biggest city this month has been Chicago. Most of our listeners are Chicago-based. So I guess I should talk about Navy Pier and the Bean and these things, or should I avoid those topics? Maybe this was because, did I talk on here about Chicago versus New York pizza? Anyway. I guess probably not. Okay. So now, now we're going to look at the 10 highest earning podcasts. Now, this is from March 2018, but I mean, that's fine, right? If you're the highest earning. These are the highest earning on Patreon. You know, it's like, what can I copy from them? What can I learn from them? And am I above copying someone's format completely? No. Absolutely not. So, let's start with number 10, Canada Land. Is a podcast that focuses on news analysis and media criticism with a kind of quirky and funny tone to the whole thing. It is hosted by journalist Jesse Brown and is currently the most popular podcast in Canada, with most of its, listeners being the young adults of Canada who need a fun way to find out the latest news. Who the fuck wrote this? Who wrote this article like this? Who did this? Who's responsible for this? Doesn't even say. That's fine. You know what? That's fine. All right. So, can I be the most popular podcast in Canada? That's what I would have to imitate. Most popular pod in Canada. Okay. You know, it's not a direction that fills me with a lot of hope immediately, but it is something. Here, and they make $21,000 per month. That's crazy. That's impossible. If I could make that much money for 6 months, I'd be all set for like years. If I could just do 1 month of $21,000, that would be great. All right, here's one called The Pod. It's a German podcast focused on PC and video games. They advertise as being similar to a gaming magazine. They have reviews, interviews, expert talks, and more. They have very firm beliefs on buying their own games instead of getting them through sponsorships and fully rely on donations from their audience's funding. Ah, okay. So they need game supplies, apparently to the tune of $22,500 per month. Jesus Christ. So maybe what I need to do to imitate that one is A, gaming, and B, talk about how I need supplies, right? Like obvious supplies that I'll run out of. All right. Daily Tech News Show. Jesus. I mean, sometimes I think the title Helpful Snowman is pretty bad, but it's a lot catchier than Daily Tech News Show. It's pretty much exactly what it says in the title. Well, there is something to be said for title not being cute and being descriptive. Hosted by Tom Merritt and Sarah Lane, they cover the latest news stories from the world of tech in an easy-to-understand way with expert opinions. As the name would suggest, uploads every day. So let's do tech every day. Boy, that doesn't seem likely, but okay. They are making $19,700 per month. Wait a minute. I thought this was going to go in order of least to most. Son of a bitch. Doughboys. Doughboys is a comedy-based podcast that sees comedians Mike Mitchell and Nick Weiger review different fast food chains. Oh, see, this is fast food. I'm going to draw an arrow. I've got a big pad here, and I'm drawing a crazy serial killer map arrow. The reviews are honest, but filled with a lot of comedy, so each episode is definitely an entertaining listen. They also sometimes pit different chains against each other in humor-filled battles, such as Who Does the Best Pizza? Whoever wrote this is an idiot, but I'm glad they did it. So I wish it was different, but I'm glad it's here. Okay, so food challenges. Challenges? I'm going to put challenges, question mark. All right. The last podcast on the left. Last P on the L. Publishes a new episode every week and looks at different horror stories, both fictional and non-fictional. These stories can range from true stories about serial killers to conspiracy theories to readings of fan-written horror stories. Fic and non-fic. So horror. I guess horror. I'm going to just put that. Horror. $30,000 per month. So in a month, they're making like, okay. The Ralph Report. Hosted by Ralph Report. That's the story of when I threw up the last time. There's an idea. I'll just put that down. When's the last time you threw up? Stories. Hosted by Ralph Garman, The Ralph Report is another podcast that aims to bring you the latest news reports, but it seems to have a heavy showbiz and celebrity focus. Showbiz, pizza, celeb. Blah, blah, blah. They publish an episode free every Monday for everyone, but to hear the other four of the week, you need to donate $3 per month. Jesus, $3 per month is a bargain. You know what? If you're going to pay for one of these, the Ralph Report seems like a good call. Waking Up Podcast is a news report podcast with a twist. While it does look at current events, it takes a philosophical look, questions the human mind, and looks into why society works the way it does. Hosted by Sam Harris, neuroscientist and philosopher, it will definitely make you think. So, philosophy? Oh, Christ. / current events. That's what I'll put. Let's see. Second Captain's World Service. Horrible logo with an old-timey microphone and lightning coming out of it. Based in Dublin, this group of friends run 6 podcasts posting every day, Monday to Friday, with 2 shows on Monday. What? 6 podcasts posting every day, Monday to Friday, with 2 on Monday. Second Captains cover a variety of topics, including football, politics, and the latest news. Another interesting one for funding is you have to donate 5 euros per month to get access to all the podcasts they publish. Okay, 6 podcasts that post every day, Monday to Friday. So that's 30, with 2 shows on Monday. I don't understand the math here, but let's just say it's like 30. That's a crazy number of podcasts. I guess maybe, so I'm going to put Second Captains and just put do a shitload. I mean, I guess if you do a shitload of podcasts and people are like, well, just from a purely financial standpoint, this is a good deal. I did see, I'm going to draw a line from Value Shoppers to Second Captains, because if you were looking for a value, Sword and Scale covers horrific stories of true crime. Oh, of course. So if you're squeamish, perhaps give this one a miss. It takes a very journalistic approach, and the stories are often told through witnesses' statements. Didn't use the apostrophe in the correct place there. And police interview recordings, making it all the more real. While they don't publish their earning figures on Patreon, they did hold a fundraiser in 2015 that resulted in a total of just under $30,000, which then funded their third season. Okay, so true crime, let's say Gore Fest. And move on to our top one. Chapo Trap House? Chapo Trap House is a political podcast with a humorous outlook. This podcast is hosted by a group of people who are well-known on the internet for their left-wing views. Will Meneker, Felix Biederman, and Matt Christman, with regular guest hosts, provide comedic commentary on the political issues of the day. They post twice... Oh, my God. They post twice weekly, one episode being free to listen and the other being available to $5 per month Patreon donors. Estimated earnings, $91,300 per month. $300. Oh my God. They're going to earn more this year than I'm going to learn in my life. Chapo Trap House. I'm going to put Lefty Politics. Okay. All right. So those are the top options, it looks like. If that's what's going to happen, that's what needs to be done. All right. The last thing today is I found an article that was, how do podcasters make money in 2019? And here are 8 intriguing ways. Okay? So here are some intriguing ways. Okay, so sponsors. Well, that's really intriguing. I don't know how do you find a sponsor for this? Okay, well, we'll worry about that later. Oh, in an interview, Alan Johnson describes gaining his sponsorship through a podcast network called Boardwalk Audio. Okay. Oh, boring. More than cover the con, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Promo codes. Oh, AdvertiseCast, Midroll, PodGrid, or a list of others can open up ways for podcasters to garner new sponsors. Let's see. AdvertiseCast, Midroll, PodGrid, list of other. I started writing list of others. That was a dumb thing to list. Okay. Donations and crowdfunding. Well, we've got that started. So I think we're good there. New consumers, what? Podcasters gain increased income through new consumers of their products or services. Oh, I see. So I would have to have a product or service other than the thing. I'm guessing this is sort of like, for example, if I were Marc Maron, and it's like, well, I do comedy, and so people listen to the show and then come see me comedy. Podcasters get paid from affiliate income. Get a cut of the income that their listeners are willing to pay for brands or services discovered via the podcast. What? Oh, okay. So if I did the Amazon affiliate or something like that. Okay. All right. Well, we'll look into that. Why not, right? Side Hustle Nation has earned nearly $1,000 from selling their guests' products or services as an affiliate. That's almost no money. Okay. They make money from paid content. What? Whereas many podcasts... Oh, okay. This is just charging. Charging for it. Hooking. All right. Well, we'll see about that. I did have an idea. I was like, maybe I should put up a one-time show that just costs like, you know, $85. And then that way, hey, if one person buys it, I'm like, all right, I'm doing great. Branded merchandise. Well, good news. If you are interested in a For Dougman of the Dougpocalypse t-shirt, you give me a call. Most other people, I've just given away things. tickets to live shows. We've never done this live before. I mean, it's always live, in a sense. But I guess people don't actually buy tickets and come witness it live. So that's something. I feel like you'd have to have an audience first. So that's minor barrier. But, you know... podcasters find creative ways to lower expenses, therefore make more money. So they're saying that this way to make money is lower expenses, so I'm paying less, but that's not really making money. I feel like a little cheated by the last one here. Most other people must not have gotten through this far because they're like, oh, okay. Oh, God damn it. I just clicked on this thing and someone's like, a first of its kind. We released a podcast episode on a cassette tape. I am not kidding. I have a cassette recorder that I just keep looking at the thrift store until I found one. Damn it. Well, you know what? Someone must have done this before, right? Somebody must have, previous to this, recorded a podcast. There's a quote about vanity LPs last week. Yeah, vinyl was my first choice. Awesome idea. I love this idea. Oh, God damn it. Every time I have an idea. Well, whatever. I'm still going to do it, and I'll do it better. So fuck you. Fuck you. All right? God damn it. I hate my life. I hate my life. I'm never gonna get anywhere. Never gonna get anywhere. I made these through Analog Media Tech out of Toronto, Canada. They were amazing at helping put this together. There are a ton of options that affect the final cost, but these end up running about $3 to $4 each. Not a great ROI, but definitely an attention grabber. That's much cheaper than I expected. Very cool. Who are you, you maniac? Anyway, you know what? It's cool. So we'll do that. We're going to put out a single. Get excited for that. We'll sell that. And that's exciting. All right. Well, this gives me a lot to think about. Podcasts that I will emulate, ways to look to sponsors, and what you are interested in. So next show, expect one of these things to kind of happen. Expect one of these things to be the thing that we get to. And yeah, that's all. I'm just rambling off to nowhere now. You know what? Boomaster Flex got home. And I do want to go eat a taco with her. I mean, I just want to do it, but, we're going to do it together. So thanks for listening. If you're listening to this and didn't know, we have a Patreon page. And I'm gonna work on not feeling gross about asking people to donate to that. So, hey, go ahead and do that. Sometimes we need supplies. We need video games to play. And those are expensive, and we have a thing about paying for games. Not ourselves, but for someone doing it. And that someone could be you. Do it.